AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard in Class B, Buchanan and Coloma, 57 all going into overtime. New Buffalo with a big upset in the Class C district. They beat Bridgman 51-50, rebound and tip-in at the buzzer.
Wow. I noticed the New Buffalo girls also knocked off the Brandywine girls, which was a ranked team in Class C, too. So
yeah.
New Buffalo having some success both on the girls' and the boys' side this season.
In Class A, Niles defeated St. Joseph 57-53. The Class B district at Three Rivers. Edwardsburg pulled away at the end to win over the host Wildcats 52-41. So it's going to be Edwardsburg against the Sturgis Vicksburg winner for that district final coming up on Friday.
Yeah, that should be an interesting matchup. Sturgis has played pretty well at the end of the season here, so I would look for them to be favored in that game against Vicksburg and the Bulldogs.
Well, it'll be the Hillsdale Hornets, who just finished off Quincy by a final score of 67-51. Taking on the winner of our second game tonight between Union City and Reading. We mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, this could be kind of a trap game for the Union City Chargers. They come in with a 7-13 overall record, Reading 0-20, and in fact losers of 27 straight dating back to last season.
Well, I think Ben Jarrett will have his Chargers ready for the Reading Rangers here tonight. No disrespect to Reading, but they've obviously not had a win all season long. Union City beat them a couple of times earlier in the year by like 7 or 8 points in both
right.
games, I think. So,
and that was the closest. Those two games were actually the closest that Reading had come to victory this season.
Yeah, actually, one was a 13-point win, and the other one was a 6-point win for Union City, 7-point win for Union City.
So it kind of averages out to 7.
Yeah, but anyway, you would think Union City would be favored, but you do have to be careful. It's 0-0 for these two teams at this point, and, anything can happen at March Magic. We're seeing some upsets, as you've mentioned, on this WTVB scoreboard. So looking for a competitive game anyway. I'm sure that, Reading would like to definitely send Union City home and have a chance to play their Hillsdale County rival, the Hillsdale Hornets, in the championship game come Friday. But
if that comes to pass, then we will not be back here on Friday night.
Right, but our broadcast basketball season would end at that point, other than the state finals will be on WTVB, correct?
Correct, coming up in a couple weeks.
But we got 32 minutes of basketball yet to be played here at the Brunson High School gym. We appreciate Athletic Director Gene LeClaire and the Brunson fans for being great hosts, as they always are for us here. So kudos to Gene. Schools have to bid on tournaments. And,
right.
It's a little extra work for an athletic director.
And you can understand where some schools might not necessarily want to bid for the right to host a district or a regional or a quarterfinal.
Absolutely, but it also brings a lot of notice to your community when you do these type of things. And Gene does a good job of putting in those bids for Brunson High School to host not only district play, but regional play. I think we had a quarterfinal volleyball game here a few years ago. So
yeah, you and Ken were there for that, actually.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun to come back into this gym. I ran a few wind sprints up and down the court in this gym back in my day. And
This gym was pretty much a brand new gym by the time you got up to high school, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it was built somewhere around 66, 68, somewhere in that area. And then I graduated in 72, so relatively new, no question back then. But has held up well. They've added on, and they now have the middle school and the high school here. So it's combined. And
As they have closed down Chicago Street School as the 5th and 6th grade building and have converted that to daycare use,
and I believe the Brunson School Superintendent's Office is there now.
That's, I do remember reading about that, actually. Well, anyway, let's talk about Union City. We mentioned 7-13 overall. They finished 7th in the Big 8 at 3-11, the first year of the post-Emmett Fraley era for Union City boys basketball. But they did pick up a win to open up district play on Monday overcame a slow start to beat Bronson 61-56. Darren Austin with 20 points. Cody Cable, Lucas Vaccaro each had 11. So taking a look at the season stats, Darren Austin, your leading scorer, averaging 12.7 points per game. Jalen Bowes, second leading scorer, averaging 9.7 points a game for the Chargers. Then going on down the list, Cody Cable averaging 6.3, Nick Austin 5.8, and Lucas Vaccaro 5.1. So I keep interrupting you for some reason.
No, that's all right. Darren Austin, kind of the go-to guy, just a junior this year, leading scorer on the team, averages 6 rebounds a game. That's close to the top for the team. 2.1 assists per game and almost 2 steals per game. So Darren Austin, kind of an all-around basketball player for Coach Benchard and the Chargers.
Meanwhile, for the Reading Rangers, we mentioned without a win this season, and in fact, the last time they won a game was exactly a year and a month ago today, back on February 5th of 2013. They won at Litchfield 59-50. Since then, 27 in a row, the Rangers have lost. They drew a first round bye. Their last action was a loss at Athens by a score of 46-24.
Yeah, again, you know, tough season for Coach Brett Kerspilo, having just taken over the helm, and it's just one of those growing years for them, basically. You know, only 2 seniors are going to graduate from this team, so they've gotten a lot of experience, and we'll see what they can do here against Union City. You know, the old adage is it's always hard to beat a team 3 times in a season, and, you know, we'll see if that plays true tonight.
And again, as we mentioned, the games that Union City played against Reading were relatively close, 48-35, 13-point win for the Chargers back on January 14th. And the return trip to the McNett Fieldhouse on January 31st, the Chargers won 46-39, so just a 7-point win there.
Right, so maybe we've seen some improvement in this Reading team as the season has progressed. Obviously, Benchard hopes that his team has improved as the season has gone on, too. That's what every coach shoots for anyway. So we'll see what happens here. And probably about 5 or 6 minutes before the start of this game here. And should be fun. It's Big 8 action.
The broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Midwest Communications Incorporated. The competition is finished for nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes who are vying for 32 $1,000 college scholarships through the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award. Sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance. Check out the MHSAA website for a complete list of finalists and scholarship recipients. Applications for students graduating during the 2014-2015 school year will be available exclusively on the MHSAA website in the fall. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Well, the winner of this district doesn't have to travel too far. Jonesville and Athletic Director Kathy Bonsteel are going to be hosting the MHSAA Class C Regional over there. So be it Hillsdale or be it Reading or Union City, the trip won't be too far.
Well, the districts feeding into the Jonesville Regional, this one, the Bronson District, the winner here will take on the winner of the Concord District, and then on the other side of the bracket, Adrian Madison district winner will go up against the Galesburg Augusta district winner. Out at Galesburg Augusta, Powdersville and Dansville on one side of the semifinal bracket, and Maple Valley against Springport, the Big 8 runners-up. Over at Adrian Madison, Pittsford from the SCAA against Addison from the Cascades Conference, and Sand Creek and Adrian Madison on the other side of the bracket. We mentioned Quincy lost to Hillsdale 67-51, so it's going to be Hillsdale against either Union City or Reading for the Bronson District Championship. Over at the Concord District, Homer against Hanover Horton, your Big 8 champion, a little bit on the ropes at halftime of their game with Hanover Horton behind 26-19. The winner of that game will take on either Michigan Center or Concord, another Big 8 team.
Right. Again, that Hanover Horton program's been awfully good for a long time over there. I can't think of their coach's name right off the top of my head, but he's been there a long time and always has a competitive team and is always there in the districts or the regionals.
See if we can find out eventually a final score from the Homer-Hanover-Horton game. They may still be playing right now.
Probably pretty close to the end of that game, I would imagine.
Well, as toughly contested as these games typically tend to be, although I did see one score come up on the wire. This was a game up around Muskegon Heights. The Muskegon Heights Academy beat their opponent tonight 103-12.
Whoa. Talk about a little discouraging for the losing team.
Here at Brownson, it's Union City versus Reading coming up. The starting lineups and the opening tip coming up in 2 minutes. You are listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Donay's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Donay's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4500.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
7:32 left to play in the first quarter. Union City has the ball. The give is to the left wing to Jalen Bowes. Dribble drive, kick it out to the right wing. Three-pointer is good for Cody Cable as the Union City Chargers draw first blood against the Reading Rangers, 3-0. Token pressure being shown by the Chargers, who are wearing their home whites with the maroon numerals, maroon and silver trim. Reading in their road. I'd say it's their uniforms are reddish-orange this year with yellow numerals and black trim. A shot from the right wing doesn't go on for Matt Pablon. Here come the Chargers leading 3-0, 6:50 left to play in the first quarter.
Well, Union City was very patient on their first offensive possession, and it ended up with a three-pointer by Cody Cable. See if they do the same thing again here.
Darren Austin holds the ball up high, get it back up top to Cable. Our first stoppage in play, we can go over who those starting lineups are for Shorts Root Beer Stand. Posting up, offensive foul called against Nick Austin, first foul of the game. Oh, the starting lineups are brought to you by Shorts Root Beer Stand. It's a sure sign of spring. Shorts is open for the season. Tomorrow's special will be their chili cheese fries. Join Shorts Friday for their crispy shrimp dinner. Shorts is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Shorts Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they are now accepting debit and credit cards. Darren and Nick Austin, Cody Cable, Jalen Bowes, and Lucas Vaccaro for the Union City Chargers. A block and a steal by Union City. Three-pointer off the back of the rim, no good for Cody Cable. Whistle and a foul as he flew in to try and get the rebound. First foul in the game going to the Reading Rangers.
Alex Miller going to pick up the first foul of the game for the Rangers.
Tyler Dieterle, Matt Pavlon, David Fitzgerald, Alex Miller, and Jared May, the starting five for Coach Brett Kerspilo and the Reading Rangers. Non-shooting foul. Quincy gets it back. Bowes to the left wing to Darren Austin.
Reading in a 2-3 zone starting out the game.
Bowes back to Darren Austin on the left wing. Couple of steps, taking a 17-foot jumper, rebounded by Cable on the miss. The ball out to the right elbow, just a little short for Nick Austin. Union City getting the ball back once again, knocked away. And it will be Charger ball, the ball last touched by Jared May.
So they say.
The inbound comes to Jalen Bowes. He is a 6-foot sophomore. Actually, he may be 6'2 with a flat top that he's got on his head. Shot for three by Cable on the right wing, in and out. Here come the Reading Rangers. Colin Krieger, or rather Alex Miller, 5'7 junior, strong take to the cup. He draws a foul.
Ooh, Nick Austin might have just picked up his second foul.
We shall see momentarily.
And he does.
Decision time for Ben Chard. Oh, up to the free throw line. Alex Miller, first of two, is good. The Rangers finally get into the scorebook. 3-1, they trail. We see Colin Krieger getting ready to check in for Union City. 6'1 sophomore comes in for 6'2 senior Nick Austin. Miller. He just picked up his second foul. Probably will sit the remainder of the half.
Jalen Bowes with the rebound of the missed free throw.
Alex Miller with a miss on the back end of that trip to the line. Here's Bowes cross court. Darren Austin attempted the triple, but he'll take it to the baseline and score.
Nice move to the hoop by Austin.
5-1, Union City, 4:52 left to play in the first quarter. From here at Bronson, Matt Pavlon across the timeline. Dieterle is between the circles, moving to the left wing on the weave. It's going to come to Miller. Shot off the back of the hoop. No good. Reading comes up with a loose ball. Ooh, dangerous situation. They almost turned it over on the over in the back, nonchalantly at the center court line. Up top, the ball comes to Reading's Jared May, moving to the left. Shot partially blocked for Dieterle. Rebounded underneath by Kenyon Stutchel, who checked in for Union City. Bowes up top, Darren Austin. Get it back between the circles. Here's Bowes to Darren Austin. It's like a 3-2 zone that Reading's in right now. 3:50 left to play in the first quarter. 5-1. Chargers on top. The catch by Stutchel. Aaron Austin, the shot from the right elbow, in and out, does not go.
No matter what time of year, Culey's Jewelry will help you say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond ring. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for their quality and beauty, with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. Has your old engagement ring started to show its age? Now is the time to bring it back to life with a new remount or refurbishing. The Culey's girls take great pride in their ability to recommend and revamp your aging jewelry into beautiful new pieces that will remain treasured keepsakes for many years to come. Stop into Culey's Jewelry today and see the many mountings and styles available for your precious stones. Culey's Jewelry, the best source for the best prices and service you expect. Downtown Coldwater since 1968.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back here at Bronson, a three-pointer by Jared May off the back of the hoop, rebounded by Union City. They lead 5-1. Not exactly textbook basketball that we're seeing here right now.
Well, not at this point right now, but
I'll tell about some of the things that happened while we were away. There was a steal at midcourt by someone lying down. That person lying down trying to get it to one of his teammates as Nick Austin scores underneath. He actually came back in.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's back in there with those two fouls.
7-1, Chargers, 2:26 left to play in the first quarter. The lone point for Reading coming on an Alex Miller free throw. Between the circles, Matt Pavlon had the ball stolen by Jalen Bowes. Tyler Dieterle doing his best to stop Bowes' progress. Dieterle picking up his first foul, team second for the Rangers. And timeout is going to be called by Brett Kerspielo, the head coach of the Reading Rangers, who are down 6 to the Union City Chargers, 7-1, 2:12 left to play in the first quarter. Have you ever asked yourself why we're really here today? It's not to determine winners and losers between the lines. It's not to produce the next generation of athletes for the so-called next level. It's for the kids to learn, and that learning starts and ends with good sportsmanship. Remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Quick check of the WTVB scoreboard in Class B. Coloma beats Buchanan 67-66 in overtime.
Good ball game there. Always exciting this time of the year, especially when you go into overtime.
Or let alone two overtimes like we saw with Holden Battle Creek Central on Monday. Bearcats coming out on the short end of the stick, though. Coming out of the timeout, first to two from Jalen Bowes. Bounces off the back of the hoop, does not go in.
Jalen Bowes shooting 60% from the free throw line this season.
Kenyon Stutchel out, Cody Cable in. It's like Bowes splits the pair. He does. 8-1 Chargers. Union City setting up in, it's like a straight up man zone, man to man press. The dribble came off of Alex Miller's shoe top. It's picked up in the Charger backcourt by Darren Austin.
Chargers get a nice break there.
They certainly do. Here is Elijah Way, who checked in during the last timeout. He launches a triple off the back of the hoop. Rebound pulled down by Jared May. Also see John Randall, who checked in there. Another big presence for the Rangers. They trail 8-1, a minute 38 left to play in the first quarter. Up top, here's Jared May. Cut off, will get it out to the left corner to Alex Miller. Moves to the elbow, jump shot, rolls off the hoop. Rebounded by Seth Brace for Union City.
Miller got a good look, couldn't get it to fall.
Here's Darren Austin, down the baseline, draws a foul. Hey, who do they get the foul on for Reading?
Number 54, John Randall.
It's going to be his first team fouls, even at three apiece. Non-shooting foul, Union City gets it. They run their offense. Darren Austin on the left wing. Between the circles, it's going to come to Elijah Way. Way gets it back up top to Darren Austin on the left wing, cross court to Cable. Back up top to the free throw line, back out to Way. Way gets it back, thought three for a moment. Now Cable on the right wing. Way back to Cable, now back to Way up top to the left wing, Darren Austin. Hawked by Tyler Dieterle.
Oh, taken away.
On Darren Austin's drive to the baseline. Here come the Reading Rangers. Jared May off the glass and off the hoop on the leaner. The loose ball picked up by Randall for the Rangers. And nonchalantly, Alex Miller gives up the dribble to Union City, coast to coast. Elijah Way finishes. It's 10-1 Chargers. 17 seconds left to play in the quarter, and another steal off bad ball movement by the Rangers. See if the Chargers make them pay. Count the bucket and one for Cody Cable.
Cody Cable with a strong move down the baseline. It's going to go to the free throw line and got to pick up an extra one.
wait to see who they give a foul to. Coming in, Tim Miller for Reading.
Jared May for Reading picking up the foul, his first, team fourth.
Cable unable to finish on the three-point play. The ball off of the hands of John Randall as he was trying to get the rebound.
Union City gets another break. 8.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. They lead 12-1. They've got the ball inbounds underneath their bucket.
Ooh. Referee here changed his mind. Thought it was going to be Reading ball, but determined that it was Reading that last had the ball. So Union City will inbound sideline left with 4.9 seconds left in the quarter. It's Elijah Way from NBA range up top. Bam!
Elijah Way comes off the bench and scores 5 points for Union City in the first quarter.
15-1, they lead Reading after one. We're back in a minute. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Well, so much for your plan to hit Battle Creek's Marvac Camper and RV show. That was last weekend, so lose the string on your finger. But guess what? It's still going on. Just a little south of Battle Creek at Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Everything you missed at Marvac is on display and on sale now at Haylett's 11-acre RV and Camping Superstore.
Due to last week's inclement weather, the special Marvac financing and discounts you missed,
that's held over for one more week at Haylett's too. Browse at your pace. Take all the time you need. Over 350 units on display. It's wall-to-wall tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and more.
Haylett has a big new parts and accessories warehouse
where you'll find exactly what you need. 15 manufacturers displayed at Marvac. Haylett has product from 18 on the lot. Plus, deep discounts. Plus, special financing to put the deal together for you.
So hightail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan, where your family camping adventures begin.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
15-1, Union City leading Reading as we start the second quarter. The lone Ranger point coming on a free throw by Alex Mitchell. Meanwhile, for Union City, Cody Cable with five, Elijah Way with five. Reading ball to start the second quarter. Tough man-to-man defense being shown by the Chargers, and they force Reading to get the ball out of bounds. I think they didn't really pay attention to who last touched the ball.
Reading trying to put some pressure on the Chargers right now.
17-foot jumper just short for Colin Krieger, but the rebound putback went in for who had that?
Nick Austin.
Amazing how he got back into the game midway through the first quarter after having picked up two very early fouls.
Yeah, you still got to be careful out there.
Oh, absolutely. A strip underneath on the take to the bucket by Alex Mitchell. They're going to get a Charger foul. Hopefully, for their sake, it's not Nick Austin.
I don't think he was anywhere in the area, to be honest.
He was not. It was number 42, not 24, picking up the foul. That's Colin Krieger. Four team fouls up on the board for both the Chargers and the Rangers to the free throw line. Four readings, Alex Miller, who has the only Ranger point. He misses a first one. Second one is good. He splits the pair. It's now 17-2. Rangers down 15. They're pressing. Union City able to break it. Here's Lucas Vaccaro.
Blocked.
Take to the bucket, and he's going to go up for two.
A little late call there by the official.
Cody Cable's actually going to go up for two. The foul is going to be given to
Tim Miller.
His first is the team fifth. First of two from Cody Cable draws iron. I strongly suspect that they don't have a great free throw shooting percentage.
57% for Union City on the season.
And not bad. It just so happens that we're not seeing their best right now. Cody Cable does split the pair. 18-2 Chargers. They are pressing.
And Reading throws it away.
I can tell how long of a season it has been for Brett Kerspiel taking a look at the body language out on the Reading bench.
Well, it's a little tough. It's been a little tough during the season as you go 0-20 and then start out here with an 18-2 lead for Union City here early in the second quarter.
How about 20-2 on the long jumper by Jalen Bowes? Again, the Chargers are pressing. 6:46 left to play in the first half. Union City leading by 18 over a very young, relatively inexperienced Reading squad. The runner does not go in for Tyler Dieterle for the Rangers. Here come the Union City Chargers. Cody Cable, the give is to Bowes up top for three. Off the hoop, no good. He gets the ball back
nice
underneath.
Pass.
And a score for Lucas Vaccaro. Timeout. Brett Kerspilo. 6:21 left to play in the first half. It is now Union City 22 and Reading 2. Back in a minute, you're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Around the WTVB scoreboard, it is a final in Class C. Hanover Horton knocking off Big A champion Homer in overtime, 65-61.
Well, a good ball game, obviously.
Other end of the floor, Reading still looking for their first bucket. Finally, they get it on a tap-in by Alex Miller. Alex Miller, actually, with all four of Reading's points. Other end of the floor, ball out of bounds. Reading will get it. .601 left to play in the second quarter. It is Union City 22 and Reading 2. The Rangers get the ball. Union City peeling back on the press. Bounce pass cut off on the high right blocks by David Fitzgerald. Now around the perimeter, Alex Miller. Ball poked away, picked up on the run by Kenyon Stutcher, who's back in to head the balls. He missed the layup. He missed the easy bunny.
He was wide open.
Alex Miller gets the ball across the timeline. Now here's a dribble drive, a take, and a score for Matt Pavlon. Someone other than Alex Miller to score for the Reading Rangers, 22-6. Union City leads. Down the other end of the floor, no good on the first shot by Nick Austin, but the tap-in is good. Who got the tap-in?
That went to Lucas Vaccaro.
Leaning up the garbage, 24-6. Rangers down 18, Reading with the ball. Up top it comes to Tyler Dieterle. Now the left wing, Pavlon, shot from the elbow, short. Nice rebound, nice position on the rebound by Vaccaro. Union City student section underneath us, very loud, to put it charitably. Except when the Chargers have the ball. Vaccaro to the elbow right side, now kick it out. Darren Austin, dribble, drive, reverse.
Oh.
Did not go in. Trying to get the tap was Vaccaro, but it's taken away from him by Reading's Tim Miller. Here comes Miller. Kick the ball out to Jared May. He's on the left wing. Reading resets. 4:24 left to play in the half. Matt Pavlon is going to get the taunt of air ball from the Reading, from the Union City student section the rest of the night unless he makes one. He didn't there. It went in and out on the battle for the rebound. The ball last touched by Vaccaro. He will come into the bench along with Jared Bowes.
Good job for Reading by David Fitzgerald battling for the rebound.
Nick Austin back in for UC along with Elijah Way. Whistle on a foul. They didn't even inbound the ball. for the Chargers. Kenyon Stutchel picks up his second foul.
Team fifth.
Team fouls are even at five apiece. Reading with a fresh shot underneath their bucket. 4:10 left to play in the half. They trail by 18. Collision at midcourt. Almost a steal by the Chargers. Oh. The Chargers do get the steal. Here comes a drive. Baseline at short. Rebound. Almost stripped away by Seth Bruce. The Rangers get it. Other end of the floor. Ball loose. It's picked up by Stutchel. Stutchel one-on-two break. Layoff high off the glass and good.
Nope. No bucket.
Did the foul happen before that or was
no
there?
No foul. I believe number 10 for Union City, Darren Austin, grabbed the rim.
So a goaltend is going to be charged.
Offensive goaltending.
Oh, no points, period. It's a shame. That was a pretty good finish there.
Yeah, it was a nice move by Stutchel.
3:46 left to play in the first half. 24-6, Union City on top of Reading. Points clearly at a premium thanks to the Union City defense. Almost another poke away by Darren Austin.
Yeah, he's going to pick up a foul, though. His first, team sixth.
Tyler Dieterle will inbound the ball sideline right. Coming in for Union City will be Colin Krieger. Darren Austin to the bench. Back to game action underneath us. The inbound comes to Pablon. Up top it comes to Alex Miller. Draws a foul from Kenyon Stutchel trying to get the steal.
Stutchel with three quick ones here in the first half.
Ooh.
Team seventh, so that's going to send Alex Miller to the line for a 1-1.
In for Union City will be Cable. Stutchel did go to the bench. Alex Miller, front end of the 1-1 is good. He does get the bonus. 24-7, 3:65. Now 24-7, Union City on top of Reading. 3:31 left to play in the first half.
Lucas Ficaro checks in for Union City for Nick Austin.
Oh, both Austin brothers on the bench. In and out on the second one. The ball tapped. It is hauled in by Krieger in the backcourt for the Chargers. Here comes Way. Way to the right wing to Cable, roaming around the perimeter. Kick the ball out to the left corner. Ficaro inside to
jump
Seth
ball.
Bruce, and we get a jump ball. So he had trouble handling the pass. A Ranger came in. Fortunately, the possession arrow is going to point to the maroon and silver and gray and white of the Union City Chargers. The inbound comes to the left corner to Way. Between the circles, pass to Cable, almost picked off by the Rangers. Now it comes back to Way between the circles.
Reading staying in that 2-3 zone.
Now the pass inside, a turnaround shot, and a score for Seth Bruce.
Nice move to the hoop by Seth Bruce, using the left hand.
19-point lead for the Chargers, 26-7 over Reading, 2:45 left to play in the first half. In many ways, this game is the opposite of our opening game between Quincy and Hillsdale. So the Rangers try to get the pass off. May knocks it off of a Charger. It rolls out of bounds to the Union City students section. Reading will get it, 2:35 left in the half. Reading trails by 19, 26-7. Finally, the inbound comes to Alex Miller, the drive baseline. And what happened? Did he step out of bounds?
Well, he did. He got a little bump there, though, from Vaccaro. And no foul was called, and he just kind of ran out of bounds.
Bowes coming in for Union City. Matt Petrie for Reading. Here comes Jalen Bowes, 2:27 left to play in the first half. Union City taking what the Reading defense is offering with the zone defense. Union City is going for corners.
1-2-2 zone being thrown up. I think Coach Ben Char just kind of wanted to see what Reading was going to throw at them, or maybe they're happy with this lead and they're going to milk as much time off the clock as they can here.
We're counting down to 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Union City leading 26-7.
Now they're going to go. I thought maybe Reading was going to go man-to-man, but they're not.
Bowes getting the ball to Krieger on the right baseline. Now a dribble drive by Jalen Bowes. Weak side. 12-footer is good.
Jalen Bowes knocks down another one for Union City.
Biggest lead that the Chargers have had is right now the 21-point lead that they enjoy. 28-7 with a minute 28 left to play in the half. The Reading Rangers with the ball. Dribble drive. Ball will have to come back outside as the Rangers are caught off. Almost a steal on the drive by Petrie. Ball still down on the ground, picked up by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald being bodied up by Vaccaro. He needs help. Finally, the shot by Petrie from the left baseline. Short whistle on a foul on the rebound.
I think that's going to go against Seth Bruce for Union City.
Bruce with his first foul, team eighth. Just a 1-1 coming up for Reading. With a minute 8 left to play in the half. It's Fitzgerald, front end, good. He gets the bonus. Back end from the free throw line, in and out, and in and out, and in, finally, for Fitzgerald.
That's pretty good for him. He was a 32% free throw shooter on the season.
Oy. Bowes recovers the tip ball and immediately, oh, he traveled. Petrie closed in on defense. I thought Petrie might have gotten a rip away and a travel, but instead, it's Bowes with a travel. Just under a minute left to play in the half, 28-9 Chargers. Tyler Dieterle at the half-court line. Bowes picks him up on the man-to-man defense off the screen, moving to the left wing. It comes to Pablon. He's thinking Poblano Peppers. Some reason. Yeah. Runner from the left blocks does not go in for Dieterle on his take. Union City comes up with a loose ball. Bowes throws the ball ahead to Vaccaro. Nice catch in the front court. Now get it to Bruce. Doubled up. Now to Bowes with 28 seconds left to play in the half. The Chargers will play for the final shot of the frame, leading by 19. 20 seconds left to play in the half. Chargers have gone four corners. Jalen Bowes in the back middle. Now get it to Krieger on the back left on the weave. Needs help, finds Vaccaro sideline left. It comes inside to Bruce, doubled up. Kick the ball out to Krieger on the left corner. Love traveling music, Sammy.
Oh, boy, they did everything right. Except he traveled a little early.
Oh, it's going to be the Rangers with a chance for the final shot of a half. Trailing by 19. Here comes Matt Pavlon. Shot at the buzzer is way short. At the half, it is Union City 28 and Reading 9 in this MHSAA Class C Boys Basketball District Semifinal game. The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Meet our Consumers family, members who love Consumers for a lot of reasons.
Consumers has been solid, consistent, warm, friendly, and very professional.
Honest and trustworthy.
Consumers is amazing. Personable, reliable, efficient.
Consumers is the best place ever.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
Recent reports reveal the average car is 11 years old.
Yikes!
We've got a car health crisis in our country. This is Michelle.
And this is Melissa from Rainbow Motor Sales.
We're on a mission to help people get rid of the old car they hate.
So we created the Old Car Exchange. Trade in your old car early, regardless of age, miles, or condition.
Even if you still owe $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000, drive away in a nicer, newer car.
Plus, based on the sale price of the nicer, newer car you choose,
you may qualify for a car health subsidy. Get way more than appraised value for your old trade-in at Rainbow Motor Sales.
Stuck in an old car because of pre-existing credit conditions? Our For the People credit approval process is just what the doctor ordered.
Trade in your old car and drive away in a nicer, newer car, possibly for the same or lower monthly payment. This is Melissa.
And this is Michelle.
And we're a dealer for the people.
Rainbow Motor Sales, Coldwater.
Or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. Let Nottawa Gas help you transform your yard into an oasis of nature. They stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, and bird baths for all of your feathered friends, as well as nest boxes and wood duck boxes and nesting materials. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or visit them anytime online at nottawagas.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Bronson Junior Senior High School. The second Class C district semifinal game sees the Union City Chargers leading the Reading Rangers 28-9. Halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Chargers. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tippett's Plaza in Coldwater, and you can call them at 278-6960. Let's start off with a line for the Reading Rangers. Matt Pavlon with two, David Fitzgerald with two, and Alex Miller with five, including the only point that the Rangers had in the first quarter. They have nine total right now. Meanwhile, for Union City, Darren Austin with two. Cody Cable leading all scorers at this point with six. Nick Austin with four. Jalen Bowes with five. Lucas Vaccaro with four. Elijah Way with five. Seth Bruce with two. Those are the 28 that Union City have up on the board right now. By the quarters, 15-1 in the first, 13-8 in the second, both favoring the boys in maroon and gray.
Well, for Reading, they are not shooting the ball well at all, and they've turned the ball over too many times, which has led to some points for Union City. But Union City, with their scoring, kind of sharing the load amongst everybody. Coach Benchard able to get a lot of guys in off the bench and getting some playing time here in this district semifinal game against Reading. And it's just basically been all Union City, you know, throughout this game, and obviously they have the lead at 28-9.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, some more of the finals that have come in. Class A, Gull Lake, third place team in the SMAC East, eliminated by Holt 81-68. Odell Miller had 22 points to lead the Blue Devils, whose season unfortunately comes to an end. Of course, Holt, they're on a roll. They beat Battle Creek Central in two overtimes on Monday, and here they take out the SMAC East's Gull Lake.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive for Holt to do. Two pretty tough teams that we saw this year, and obviously Holt has a little bit of March magic working this time of the year.
Absolutely. If I remember correctly, they received an honorable mention in the final Class A boys basketball poll. We mentioned in the Class C district, Homer season came to an end. The Big 8 champions lost to Hanover Horton in overtime.
Yeah, I just thought
66-61 was the final score, if I remember correctly. I don't have that up.
And I believe the coach's name at Hanover Horton is Chad Mortimer, if I'm not mistaken. So,
well, that sounds actually familiar.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned an upset. Buchanan was eliminated by Coloma in overtime, 67-66. That is in Class B. St. Joseph defeated Niles. Well, Niles actually defeated St. Joseph. I take that back. Niles against St. Joseph in Class A. A couple of more Smack West teams. 57-53, the Vikings in the Kalamazoo Central District. Eton Rapids leading Olivet 30-25 in the Class B district at Jackson Northwest.
Well, Jackson Northwest, one of the teams that are going to be in our Interstate 8 conference next year.
And again, if you missed it earlier, the first game tonight here at Bronson saw Hillsdale turn it on in the second half, outscoring Quincy 26-13, turning what had been a 25-25 tie into what wound up being a 67-51 victory. The winner of this game will get the winner of our contest here between Union City and Reading. I don't, no matter who comes up with the win here, I'm not sure if either team matches up well to the Hillsdale Hornets. They play Class B style basketball in a predominantly Class C style league.
Yeah, Coach Brad Felix has done a really nice job over there for Hillsdale throughout the years. First with the girls program. He was a girls basketball coach before taking the boys job. And he's had some nice teams over there. They've done some damage in the tournament. So, as you mentioned, you know, it doesn't look like they match up well. But, again, anything can happen this time of the year.
That's why they call it March Magic, right?
That's right. We've already seen some.
Schools across the state are promoting their athletic and non-athletic activities through the MHSAA's school broadcast program. Students are getting experience in video production, and schools are using the program to better communicate with their communities through the MHSAA.tv website. For information about the school broadcast program, visit MHSAA.tv. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. We'll take this one-minute break and be back with second-half action from here at Bronson Junior Senior High School at the halftime break. Union City all over Reading, 28-9. Back in a minute. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.